Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Only God can judge me.
Is that right?
Only God, man. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own home. Just a bunch of dirty facts. Will I succeed? Cannabinoid from the weed. And hope it's focused, try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped at birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man I should fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
standing over me, screaming I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked till I can't breathe. Something's evil in my IV, cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember but it hurts. So I'm walking through the cemetery talking to the dirt. I'd rather die like a man than live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven in the towers. Black power is what we scream as we dream in the paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime I hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped, and they wonder why we suicidal running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the real. For instance, say a player hating Mark's about to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Start praying. Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, missed him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips. Now everybody want a master. Talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you can face. Punk, I wish you would. The same motherfuckers in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase. Grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the bay. Pop, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the trunk, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to flaw some ball players, stick with Forte. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. That's real. Only God can judge. 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 Only God can judge.
Only God, man. That's real.
In the walk I was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of runnings. Did a small bit, but learned mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, it's success where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me, gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers, since they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't never did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stops. And I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. And I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed ya. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed ya. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeders. So now I suggest that you lace up for running. Go learn your history, who is I trying to run it? Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're running. But now we
getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running cause you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Cause I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, running, running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I want what's mine. You can have what you want if you focus your mind. I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running.
Till I get free. Till I get free. I'll keep running.
Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. Popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it kids versus beans or P versus Ho? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, DP, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all goes down. It's not pop versus big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war. Know what I mean? Yeah. Rap war, whatever war. You live a fast life, more or less, more so, it's still war. Dead prayers, the people radio. Yeah. Sit down, get down, get down. RBGZ, biatch.
You are now listening to WRBG, the people's radio. It's a takeover, not a makeover.
No black man and woman, if it were not for what is called Africa today, there would be no Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, and the so-called world's religions. All of the religious leaders pray in this manner as they end. The Christian says, "Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." And he goes on and on, and when he ends this prayer, he says, "Amen." What does he say? Amen. The Hebrew, the rabbi, when he prays, hallelujah, kadima, kadima, ya'um milah. When he finishes, he says, amin. What does he say? Amin. The Islamic imam says, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he goes on, and he goes on. And when he finishes his dua, his salat, some point of the dua, somewhere along the way, he says, amin. He says what? Amin who? Amin Ra. Amin Ra. All of the world's major religious leaders and those who stand in front of the people to lead them in the prayer service, all of them end in amin, in the name of the great God of our ancestors. Amin. Amin Ra. The hidden one. The hidden one. The prime moving, creative, regenerative, and prime moving.
It is a crimogenic society, a criminal society, and a society that practices white on black violence, because it is a society founded on the kidnapping of African people, the manslaughter of African people in the mid-passage, the extortion from African people of their labor, and the enslavement of African people. Therefore, the very nature and foundations of this society rest on two massive genocidal crimes. And this original crime is a part of its nature today. How do you talk about slavery? That was back there. Or you know, whites talk about that. Well, you know, that was back there. We don't have anything to do with that anymore. You see? And it's an amazing situation because you have to remind them that you're still living off the interest of the wealth that your forefathers earned from slavery. You're still enjoying the accumulated wealth that began with the enslavement of our people. And if you're going to enjoy the wealth that was generated by evil, then you must take the curse that comes along with it.
Let's go.
show to these average, moral, law-abiding people also have a genetic marker for violence, and yet it has been under the banner of religion and patriotism that most of the killing and death in the world has occurred. And then they want to come to you and convince you that the kind of violence that occurs on our streets, which we must end, of course, represents our children having some kind of genetic marker for violence. And this is media. Media. And as you said earlier, Sister Dobson, this is the way the game is set up. So the whole thing is ridiculous, but people fall for it. Because again, we fall for authority. The other thing we fall for, of course, is what I call the medicalization of social problems. A little sentence, I didn't get a chance to finish on Gil's show there. We'll do anything if the doctor says so. Why are you taking that poison? Well, the doctor told me to take it every 2 hours. Doesn't matter what it is. The doctor says do it. So I do it. So what do then? We take psychiatrists, doctors, MDs, and when they put labels on our children, we're ready to let them do anything to these children they want to, because they are the doctors. Freedoms can be taken away immediately, privileges immediately, constraints put on people immediately. All kind of torturous things can happen in the name of treatment as long as some doctor, you know, has authorized it. So if you really want to get around constitutional issues and other kind of issues, you turn a social problem into a medical problem, and you give it a medical label, and people then will accept what is done in the name of medicine that they would not accept if it were done in the name of some kind of social label. Even the victims themselves and the people themselves will submit to the treatment once the treatment is rationalized in terms of a medical designation. It's getting too expensive to keep these young men in jail. I saw somewhere the other day. Got to find another way of controlling them. So if we give them drugs, we could perhaps, you know, have something next to house arrest. You just keep them drugged up and control their moods and control their behavior and keep it going for the rest of their lives or until they grow old enough such that they won't probably engage in so-called criminal behavior. But as I warned my audience the other evening, you must recognize then that there's nothing new about these kind of initiatives. These initiatives have occurred from the very beginning since our enslavement. What you must recognize is the fundamental thing, and that fundamental thing is that we are dominated, and those who dominate us will constantly look for the means of justifying their domination. And each new initiative essentially is a new thrust which provides a new logic for justifying domination and a new methodology for executing it. But the constant there is still domination. The constant there is still social control. In other words, European never intends to give up social control of African people. And the only thing that will be changed will be perhaps the justificatory excuses and the methodologies of control.
but little else. You must keep one fundamental thing in mind, as Howard Zinn warned, that the establishment, though it may reward us, in order to maintain its control, if necessary, it will kill us. The essential idea that motivates white supremacy is that of maintaining control.
It will be the one to strike you and take your life. We're in the 21st century. Sister Tisha Miller is dead in California, sitting in a car, lying in a car, asleep, and four brute beasts take her life. Brother James Byrd in Texas, Jasper, Texas, dead because devils chained him behind their truck and dragged him until he was dismembered, leaving body parts all along the highway. Crackers are now all over the country, a rise in the Ku Klux Klan, a rise in the skinheads, a rise in the paramilitary right-wing organizations. Now they're just riding up on us, blowing us away in the streets, at the bus stop. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there would come a day when the white man would be stripped of all signs of civility, and we would see a raw, naked beast in the streets. This is a raw, naked beast now, and they are backed up by a raw, naked beast, Giuliani, Safer, and goddammit, Hillary Clinton ain't no better than no other cracker. You Negroes should quit it. You Negroes should stop it. Hillary Clinton is one of the biggest whores in Washington, D.C., and one of the biggest liars in Washington, D.C. The only problem with Monica Lewinsky and Bill was that Bill was messing with a woman that she had her eyes on. But you caught these devils. Why are you courting the devil in the year 2000? So you can be a big nigga. I'm the nigga that all the white folks, all the white folks have to come by me, cause I's a big nigga. No, you a little nigga, and in the 21st century, you shouldn't be a nigga at all. Stop playing games with the lives of our people just so you can poop in a seat in the Senate chamber, or poop in a seat in the mayor's office, or just poop anywhere, just glad to be rubbed on the head. The family march now is going to be for all races, all colors, and they're going to have a mass marriage, interracial marriage. Anybody that's out there, if you're in the crowd, if you're getting married, hell, you're going to get married. Sisters going to get married to devil men. Huh? But I mean, it shouldn't be under the voice of a conscious and righteous occasion. Say they're doing that now. Brothers will get married to white women. Whoever is in the crowd gets married. And not only will sisters get married to white men, but some sisters will get married to white women. And some brothers will get married to white men. Did I say sisters with white women? Brothers with white men? Whoever's getting married gets married. Then an integrated homosexual couple will go out saying, I got married at the Million Family March. What happened to the voice of Elijah Muhammad? What happened to Elijah? Elijah taught you, black man and black woman, that the very elect of God would be deceived. that the dragon would sweep up a third of the stars of heaven with his tail. And that the very elect, I repeat, of God would be deceived. Oh, brother, my brother, my brother, and my sister, cannot you see that in New York we should be the example for the world? A mass movement, black power movement, should be formed in New York here in the year 2000. Poor, blessed Sister Kariatu, Sister Kariatu Jallo, I looked at her and cried, not just because of the loss of her son, but I looked at that blessed, beloved mother, and I almost cried because, and on another occasion, the tears did come, because I heard her say how much she believes in the justice system of white America, and how Brother Amadou dreamed of America and had hopes in America. He loved America. The white man is the devil, brothers and sisters. That's not rhetoric. That's 100% right and exact. He is the devil. He cannot change. And he can only deceive you and take you down with him. Come on, brothers and sisters. This book, if you are a Christian, this book, and I got a white one, this book warns you that Satan, the devil, like a roving lion, goes to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. It talks about the deception of the serpent, of the snake. All of this is talking about him. It talks about a people blessed that are certainly black, but the scripture talks of them under a hidden symbolism that they are deaf, dumb, and blind, robbed of a knowledge of self, hard to lead in the right direction and easy to lead in the wrong direction. The prophecies are being fulfilled right before your eyes, brothers and sisters. And you won't stand up. And the babies that you have produced, black woman and black man, are just as dead as you are.
That's right.
And certainly maybe not any of you who are here. Maybe that's the ones who didn't come. None of you here, maybe. But look at the generation. Rappers who could raise the youth up overnight. If you can make them turn their caps around backwards. If you can make them wear their pants down to here, then it shows the crack of their private part. If you can make them look sloppy. If you can make them talk filthy and low down and degenerate. If you can make them disrespecters of the black woman. If you can make them talk about the murder and the killing of another black man or another black woman, and by the same token, you can make them respectable and decent and upright. Listen to your lyrics. You tell me, die, nigga, die, nigga, die, nigga, die. How come you can't say white woman, the real bitch, a bitch in your music? Because you scared of the white man.
The first time I heard a tape of one of Mamiya's radio broadcasts, it was the first time I fully understood why the United States government was so intent on putting him to death. I make a special appeal to you, sisters and brothers, to fight tooth and nail to save Mamiya's life and to free him from the grips of his oppressors. As you honor our forefathers and foremothers, I urge you to honor our living heroes. When you honor the names of Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, and Malcolm X, I urge you to honor the names of Geronimo, Gijaga, Sundiata Okoli, Mutulu Shakur, and Mumia Abu-Jamal. I urge you not to forget and not to betray our living heroes. If we ignore their struggle, we are ignoring our own. If we betray our living history, then we are betraying ourselves. We could not save Malcolm X, but we can save Mumia. We can save him, and we must save him. Because we love our brother, and we need our brother to help us fight for freedom. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Free all political prisoners. Let us carry on our tradition to freedom.
We want black power. 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 That's right. That's what we want. Black power. And we don't have to be ashamed of it. We have stayed here. And we begged the president, we begged the federal government. That's all we've been doing, begging, begging. It's time we stand up and take over. Take over. We have to do what every group in this country did. We got to take over the communities where we outnumber people so we can have decent jobs. So we can have decent...
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies and a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a khaki pants and all of a sudden you a say a Indiana Jones. And I think about the gold and think about the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali, that's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It's no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started off. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Galas teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they resign? Can they restart? Can they make peace? Can they fight war? Can they milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds?
don't know how they gon' react. Scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant, and scared of the truth. We patient, for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, since 7 years old, I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience. Yeah.
Black power family. Welcome back, black power. You are live once again, right black with us like you never left. New Black Panther Party Radio every night here. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. New Black Panther Party Radio every night here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. This is the People's Broadcast. These are the truth hours. And right here on this broadcast, we want the participation of the people. Press the number one to join tonight's live discussion. You're live here with your co-host. I'm co-hosting here tonight, Brother Khatib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff of the new Black Panther Party. I'm here live with our brave, bold comrade, Brother Emmanuel, Chairman in Houston, Texas. Can you hear me, comrade, as we open up so powerfully tonight? Black power.
Black power, brother.
Yes, sir. Black power, black power. So we ready to go here tonight, comrade, you know, family, all those listening from all around the world, our beautiful black people here in this nation, right? And we say tonight on day 516 of this broadcast, and the way that we deal nationally, and we're saying here tonight as our topic, that we demand an end to the capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide of our people, right? You can listen to this broadcast here every night. We're live. If you want to listen to a broadcast that we've done previously, check out last night's broadcast where we said, Brother Manuel, we said, no more technology, let the truth be told. And we made a bold statement on behalf of our national chairwoman against all the lies, on behalf of our great comrade, Brother Ozone, who is facing the wicked brute beast police and the wicked court systems of America. False chumped up charges and crimes against humanity is what we have presented on this broadcast. But in fact, we have presented so much more. And through the 515 days that we have been broadcasting, we have, due to this wicked biological weapon of this COVID-19, that's right, family, due to all the crimes against humanity that have taken place since then, this broadcast has been continued. We appeal to the masses of our people all around the world. We speak for the black people across the African diaspora. We speak to those who are the poor oppressed masses of our people, rich in our natural wealth and legacy, but have been made poor by the rotten white man, by the devil himself. We appeal to the masses of our people when we go into the masses and we recruit and we inspire those of the warrior class. And to you we say, bring your natural skills and talents to the table. All that we are breaking our backs and bending over forward and backward to do for this white man, where we have begged for freedom and independence and something of our own. We can do it for ourselves. We have all the natural skills and abilities in our communities. It's time to get on the front line and join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Roll call to the warrior class. Step up. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can visit our national website, www.nbpp.org, nbpp.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense for many more reasons. The community services that are provided to our community through the diligent and dedicated work of our brave freedom fighters. Here, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. The great leadership, right, of our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. It is only possible due to the collective work of those few chosen of a divine purpose, guided on a divine mission, as we are working every day to bring about the liberation of our people. Here in the new Black Panther Party, we have a platform that is for the people. We want to hear from the people. Broadcast, press the number one as we continue to move into our discussion. Our stance on all the crimes and injustice against our people is strengthening tighter and growing more. We're seeing more frequently those of the warrior class who are coming up into a knowledge of self. And we say to those who are moving into a knowledge of self and can see the great work that has been done by the new Black Panther Party, those great freedom fighters in our movement like Comrade Ozone, right now, who is being targeted by this damn beast, right? It is something for us to do. Let us take the time to find time to send monetary donations, send words of encouragement to the freedom fighters, those who do the same for us. You can donate to the new Black Panther Party. You can send a Cash App. You can send it to $BlackPowerDollar. There is something we can all do. You can push the propaganda that this wicked beast has been running a clear operation. It is a tactic of domination. It is tied into the capitalism, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. This pig that has committed crimes against humanity, against our comrade Ozone, has been of the same elements that have been working the counterintelligence operations against the new Black Panther Party in this formation, against our national chairwoman, and many, not all of those, in the new Black Panther Party National Central Committee. Have again, we constantly face the evils of this damn beast. We speak of the police. We speak of the criminal court. In the case of Brother Ozone, we have been now been pushing the propaganda where in the narrative and solutions, things that we can do, because at this time it's the response of the nation for which our great comrade stands for. So we know that the reciprocity is coming from the people. And for those that have donated to the link Justice the Number 4 Ozone, to www.justice4ozone.com, justice4ozone.com. Those of you that have donated to that link, who have donated to the services that the brother needs while he is in there, commissary and things that are necessary for your survival as he has been put into a situation that goes against his free will as a free man. And more especially as a warrior and a freedom fighter for our people. For this, we stand strong. And to those who have donated, you got to give yourself a black power. But we have to find ways to make more donations come in. For those that have not donated, now is your chance to stand up and support our great comrade. Stand up and support something greater than oneself. Supporting a brother that has stood up and continues to stand up in the face of the mass oppression of our people. We can only say to that, we ain't saying nothing to it. We are moving and taking action on these crimes that are being committed against our comrade. And we say to those who want to help with the legal defense for the brother's legal defense fund, because we know that since this has occurred, we know that the crimes against humanity, the white man is not going to admit that, as we heard from our ancestors in the beginning of this broadcast. And Dr. Amos Wilson talks about the criminology of the white man. He is not going to admit that Comrade Ozone has been targeted and is being targeted. He is not going to admit that he has been snooping and that he is running a wicked play against our brother and his livelihood. He is not going to admit that he was moving in even to take the life of our brother. Because this is the wickedness. This is the pattern of this damn beast, these brute beast police. So again, whatever the narrative that the state is spinning, we do not support that. We have been very clear and direct to those who want to donate to the legal defense fund. You can go to the link westandwithozone.com, westandwithozone.com. This is a urgent power message in the way of our political prisoner campaign, that which has extended through the entirety of the existence of the new Black Panther Party. But it is today that it is grown so strong and so massive, because now we see very clear, we have not before, that this is wrong, that they are lying, and they are spinning a narrative of a brother who is only, and his only crime is being a warrior. His only crime, and these are not crimes. Again, the white man works to try to take the warriorhood out of our young Black boys, works to try to take the warriorhood out of our young Black women through the system of white supremacy, and attempting to get our children and us, as many of us have grown up, to compete and feel as though the capitalist system of America and the capitalist domination that is carried out by the different agents of this state and systems of this state is the only way to live life on this planet. But no, no, let the record show. Let the record show. And this is why we are so thankful for our great and mighty ancestors. Let the record show. Because long before there was an America, long before there was a criminal justice system, long before it was a prison industrial complex, a military industrial complex, the white man was in the damn caves and hills of Europe 6,000 years ago, walking around on his damn, not walking, but crawling around on his all fours in the caves and hills of Europe. A mutinoid, a Neanderthal, a caveman. God damn it, this white man, at the time where he lies through the movies and the television, and he shows this great cities and so-called ancient London and France and all these places, it cannot be ancient. France cannot be ancient. Europe cannot be ancient. It is ancient in its existence on the planet, but it is not ancient in the wicked so-called culture, Eurocentric Europhilia, or the love for the way of the caveman. It is new, excuse me. It don't go back that damn long. When the white man claims to have had castles and all these beautiful things lathered in gold, he didn't have that, right? When they talk about King Henry and Queen Elizabeth and Queen Isabella, they didn't have nothing. They did not have running water. There was no running water in Italy and France. Those who write about the stench of dead flesh of animals that were cut up and gutted in the middle of the street. The historical reports of white women killing their children, rolling over them and killing them the same as they did in the cave, so they did not have to take care of the damn children, the little damn devils. Right? A wicked people with a wicked existence, and they carry out the same wicked crimes that they have, the same crimes they carry out amongst their own community. That at a point in time, they begin to carry out those crimes on the African community. When you talk about vandalization, which means to destroy something, which means to tear some shit up, the word vandal comes from the tribes, the cave tribes of white people that were on in Spain, or what is known as the Iberian Peninsula before it was called Spain and Portugal. We got to know this. You had the Vandals. You had the Germanic tribe. You had the Castile tribes. You had a black general, Tariq Ibn Zayd, in 711 AD go across the Gibraltar Strait and all kinds of wars and all kinds of things and things of historical relevance will begin to take place in what now is called Spain and Portugal. And at the end and at the very end of it, through all of these battles and wars between the caveman and the original man, and all of the things that occurred, it will come to an end of the Battle of Granada. And it is then that we see some who, instead of choosing to fight for their land, will sell off their land, and some people's land was taken straight from under their feet, just like some of our original people here land was taken from up under our feet. This land was being used to initiate what is commonly referred to as the Atlantic slave trade, but which should be known to us as the beginning of the Black Holocaust, of the Maafa, of the Black Holocaust for which we still suffer from today. And this is why we are so thankful for our ancestors, because it is without our ancestors, we just wouldn't know. Let's be real. All that has been revealed. Without the being the very descendants of the Almighty Wise God Creator, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't be this strong to realize what's happening in current out. So we look at it. Now they took the land that was taken from those around the world, the land that was taken, those who previously lived in Australia. They are commonly referred to. They are a people of African descent who come from the southern regions of Africa, but they are commonly referred to as the Pygmy. But that term is a derogatory term and is not the common term for these Africans. But these African people will migrate to what is known today as Australia, or what is known as the Pacific Islands and Samoa and all these places, right? So all of the islands, all of the land masses of the earth were taken over, again, by a wicked beast in the white man that we still are dealing with today, here years later, right, in this open war. The land that was taken from those on the island, the land that was taken from those who were on this side of the hemisphere, on what is now called America, the original people of America are black people. When we examine the origins of capitalism and the domination and the ethnic cleansing and genocide, we examine this. We find that the original people of what is now called America are black people who migrated from Africa or could have even come here when all of the all of the different parts and fractions of the earth that we've seen today were of one landmass. Whatever the cause of their movement to get there, we were there, we've been there, and we will always be here. But again, the original people of what is now called America, from the top of Canada all the way to Chile, was black folk, Africans, who look just like me and you, who look just like, you know, everybody that you know in your family, your people, kith and kin. It was not the red man. There were some of them here, and they would come across from what is now called Russia. They will come from the western part of what is now called Russia. They will go across the land that was now called Canada, and they will present themselves as a threat to those original people who original black people who live in Canada. Again, we've always been here with 1970 and 1980 reports and stories of Canadian dogs throwing little black native children out the window at schools, and I'm talking about the 70s and the 80s. We ain't talking about way back when, right? The land that was taken, the crimes that were committed on these lands, the land was then taken and used to initiate what is commonly called the Atlantic slave trade, where black people, Africans, many were taken from their original dynasties, which are commonly referred to as tribes. But we must not be fooled by this and let ourselves be tricked by this. We are talking about dynasties. We're not talking about a little tribe of people in a corner of some land in some damn banana tree. We're talking about dynasties. We're talking about these dynasties of Africans fought. One of the earliest fights that we could identify, maybe not the earliest, but one of the earliest, was the war, the Kemetic War between the Sut and the Shus-Enhar, where there was a war between those who believed in the doctrines of what Dr. Khaled described on his broadcast earlier, Amun-Ra. They believed in the philosophies and the spiritual cultures of Heru. And then they would go on a philosophical and even a ethnic battle against those who came in the way of the caveman, who took the knowledge and used it to launch an attack. And they said that they were the belief of the moon, or they were the belief of what they called at the time the Kemetic belief of Sobek Ra, a great crocodile deity that is believed to have created the Nile through a drop of his tears. These white folks would come and try to use our same knowledge to wage war against us. We whip their asses back across into Greece, where they came from. And even the original man in Rome, the original dynasty before it was called Rome, Rome in Roman comes from Roja. In Spanish or Latin, that means red man. He's a red man. So you know that the red man couldn't have been the original people of America, because they, you know, they wasn't white. So ain't no need of even going there. The original people of Rome were the African dynasty of the Etruscan civilization. And they built all of the great things that the Romans then came in during the Punic Wars, or the Battle of the Carthage, and the Battle of the White Devils, where they went and attacked General Hannibal not once, but twice. And during the time our great ancestors used elephants and was stomping on the damn devils and stomping to liberation. But during the Second Punic War, he was defeated, and there's reports. And if you look through history, you'll find he was defeated by many, some who were of the Persians, some who were of different dynasties and kingdoms and lands, who would decide to work along with the enemy, who was making his way into Africa from the northern part of Africa, trying to come through what is called the Bering Strait, trying to come into Africa. And trying, he knew he had to get through the great general in the land of the Etruscans. And that was one of the battles. But what we're saying is that all of these battles, all of this war that have taken place, right, and for the sake of political education, has been the result of these wars, has been the stealing, right? These are not wars where the black African nations pose a threat, not even pose a threat, but launch a threat, right, to the European nations. No, this is they're realizing that they have no time left. They have not little time left. They don't have the same technology. And instead of something they don't have naturally in them is the ability to feel brotherhood and sisterhood and to feel those things. So their natural thing is to offend. And when they seen the great technology and rivers of flow and underground water systems and all of this stuff, we knew flight. We built the pyramids using laser technology. We weren't dragging those damn bricks across the sand. But again, it is these lies that have been told to us to make you think that something was this great was built with a damn shack, a nail, and a damn hammer, a gavel. Get real, right? But again, seeing these great technologies, the response of the enemy, the response of the caveman, the European, was to attack. And that is what we have been dealing with. It is the jealousy. It is the through learning our knowledge to realize they are inferior. And really, you know, being born as a European, you immediately realize your inferiority complex. And that is what pushes the white superiority complex. Is something like Dr. Francis Cross Wilson said, it's like a child. I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best. But then what they say about a bully, you know what they really feel like inside, right? As an example to the psychology. But the history and the current time shows that the land that was taken, that was stolen, the land that is blood-soaked, has been incorporated into a modern-day slave trade system, only to where only the time and the and the way it looks and is talked about around the globe have changed. but the systems of slavery still remain in place. America's wealth, America's property, America's promise is driven and has always been driven by the blatant genocide of Africans, and it is through the murder of African people that America exists in the form that it does today. And it is when the murder of the African stops that America finally sees. We see now then that every African in any field who stands up, but even more so goes out as a revolutionary, as a freedom fighter, as a militant, and stands for their nation and is willing to stand by any means necessary and is willing to defend themselves armed against an armed, brutal terrorist in America. We find that they are targeted. Why are they targeted? Because they represent, we represent the greatest potential of our people, a nation who is of self-preservation, self-defense, and self-reliance. These aspects have been taken through not only the taking of the land, because with the taking of the land, we have to understand that when you take the land, you take the culture, you take the mind of the people. It is not just a criminal human trafficking from one continent to the next. And still today, we have millions of African bones under the Atlantic Ocean that represent those who were thrown off, represents those who didn't pose a financial opportunity for the white man. Our children and our great, great, great ancestors, women and children and men who are dead, their bones are under the Atlantic Ocean. And it is a mass graveyard that lays under the water. And it represents that illegal human trafficking. This is a crime. This is genocide. It is the origin. Then you find that once the Africans were brought to the shores of these nations, no matter where you look, you've seen the same, and you see. If we say you've seen, we also mean you've seen. If we say we see, we also mean you've seen. You see and you have seen that once the African comes to shore, back then by the boats of the slave drivers, today it can be by a paid trip. You find that they are immediately attacked mentally and maybe at a later time more so, more physically and mentally at the same time, but there is an attack nonetheless launched immediately on the African who is brought to the shores of America, no matter how they are bought today. But we know and recognize that this so-called slave trade, the Maafa that we suffer from, we know that it was the tricks and games that were played on the minds and bodies of black men who were brought to the shores of the Carolinas. And when they were let off the ships in the damn boats, they were chased by some damn stinking nasty cracker who would chase him with a gun and made sure he would chase him with his son or daughter or woman and chase him and chase him. And when he got to a certain point and you heard the wife and the child screaming, "Don't kill my daddy," they would kill him and hope that the fear would go through the minds and the bodies of those who lived at that time, who we recognize that these things must be said. We have to recognize the origin of this capitalism. It is only money is only an incentive at best. It is not the reason the white man is wicked, and it is not the reason America commits crimes against our people. It is their origin. Money is only an incentive. They do it for nothing, and they do it for nothing, because what is money really? But another trick and another way to continue the economic exploitation of our people. The money is in the land after it was incorporated was then turned into what is called a colonialist structure, where colonialism means the taking of the land and then establishing, which then you move into criminal settler colonialism, establishing a criminal nation or a criminal enterprise on that land. And an enterprise is when you have, instead of one plantation that could be identified as this plantation or the Jones plantation or the McDonald's plantation, is there, they begin to come together. They begin to unite. And then we see their children are born, right? And they are now, the wealth from the sugarcane slave driving the wealth from the cotton slave, driving the wealth from the rubber slave, driving the wealth from the diamond slave, driving the wealth from the jade and the cobalt that has been going on for now centuries against our people and us here in this country. All across the diaspora has produced a economic system for America where they take this money then and they build the prisons, they build their military, and then they take these things and they kill us and they go across the world and kill other Africans. This is capitalism. When we are selling our skills wholesale, when we find ourselves pushed, forced, built into a position of maze, of madness, a position of constant survival. We find ourselves in this condition due to the capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide against our people. We are saying things directly that speak to the issue of what we are dealing with. The attack against the freedom fighters, the constant lies and disinformation that is put out against our chairwoman in this formation. It is a part, and it is in relation to the capitalistic domination, because to have dominated the people means not only have you taken the land, but you've taken the mind in many ways. You've taken the mind, and that is what has happened. Because if you look at the word domination, you see dominion or domain, which means head or mind. So you, again, you're talking about the taking of the mind, not only the physical genocide, but the mental genocide, right? If you look at capitalism, you see capital. Capital is tender, something that is used to exchange services. So in that definition, you find what the enemy thinks of us and our children. They think of us as property, something that is only good to provide a service. And in the word service, you find servant. Would not be the servant to this capitalist enterprise. And if we choose not to serve them, they come at us and attack us, and they force us to be servants, and they call that a prisoner or an inmate. When you don't want to serve, when you don't want to go about, so some may say, well, what about those who they did it to themselves? They shouldn't have had it. You know, they shouldn't be on drugs. Well, they're not living the right lifestyle. Shut the hell up. If we are not providing community service or dealing or have not been dealing in these crimes and trying to change the mental or physical condition of our people, we have no right to stand or sit up and talk down on our people. No right. The drugs that our people are addicted to come from this capitalist enterprise to get us hooked on drugs. Is to have us spending our money on something that, again, the white man could turn for profit. And then we become a consumer of that service, crack, or anything else, right? To attack in such a way is biological and chemical warfare. Drug manufacturing is biological and chemical warfare. It's no different than the COVID-19. No different. We have to recognize these things because these represent the capitalistic domination. It is still presented. They present something as a problem. The problem does not come from nowhere. The problem is presented by the problem makers. The problem is introduced. The problem may be what we call so-called black-on-black violence, and all black-on-black violence is a crime committed by black people whose mind are under domination. So they are acting or counteracting to their nature, and they're acting in the way of that which is unnatural, because that's where we don't want to go. We don't want to talk about why, right? Just put it all on the people, right? Why? Because we are dealing with a beast. We are dealing with something that is absolutely opposed to nature and anything that is natural, and is a constant mental and physical attack. We find out people suffering from the greatest types of mental conditions, and suffering from drug addiction, and suffering from things that are put into the community as problems. When these problems begin to reach a point where it becomes nationally or even internationally recognized, these problems are pretended to be solved, right? In many political fields, this is called a Hegelian tactic. Remember that. A Hegelian tactic coming from a philosopher or a white devil who thought he was a damn philosopher, who was into the secret societies of the white man, who would who a good example is they will fund a army who is at war with another army, have one of the sides they're funding believe that they're the only ones, but they'll be funding both sides. So no matter the result of the war, a profit is turned, right? Again, so by introducing a problem, introducing COVID-19, introducing how a pig is so in the line of danger when they are in the battle, when they are in the streets of America, and they even say that it's the most dangerous job in America to be a pig. It's so dangerous, they say. Why would it be so dangerous? If you are a peace officer, if you are enforcing the law, as it is stated in the Constitution of the United States of America, word by word. No, because that is not what they are doing. So they are only feeling such a way from a sense of guilt because they know that the police have been the number one criminals and the number one murderers of our people in this scheme of capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. So don't be fooled. Ain't no goddamn officer friendly. And if it's so goddamn dangerous, who told you to be a pig any goddamn way? We don't need y'all. We don't need them, family. We shouldn't call in if something is going down. We should deal with it our damn selves. You must design all these structures. We don't need the damn police. I don't even like saying that we need the police ourselves. We don't need the police a goddamn thing. We need to just get the word out of our system because it comes from policy. Officer comes from overseas. All these things have an existence and have a root in the wicked destruction of the continued genocide and ethnic cleansing and the capitalistic domination of our people. That's just my personal belief. But yes, we will defend our people. Yes, we will be in the areas and should be in the areas where we have analyzed an issue or issues that are affecting our nation very broadly. Of course, we will defend ourselves and we will uplift our people and tell them to stand up and clean up. And we will show and prove and show and be the example of stood up and cleaned up. So we are clear on the capitalistic domination and the ethnic cleansing. But now we must talk about the solutions to these crimes. Since this COVID-19 have been introduced, it has not come from some offshoot chance by, you know, just by chance, just to come out of nature. Didn't happen that way. Designed by the wicked white scientists in America and designed by the wicked cave scientists in China. These wicked devils, they're of the same bloodline. We find that they both now, if you look, they're both blaming each other now as they have released this vaccine. Now you're seeing reports on the news and they're saying what? What are they saying? They're saying that that there's a new strand called the Delta strand. Ain't that what they're saying? But what they are saying in small corners of the political, of the whole political talk, of the whole scene, well, what's not so commonly heard is how these vaccines are the cause of the new strain. Let's see, let's just, you know, that's the part that has to be understood. It's not just by chance. This is not happening. This is being mutated in a laboratory. It's something that has been released. It is a, the United Kingdom have taken out a patent on the word and the germ, the original COVID-19 germ, that's mixed with tuberculosis and rabies and different strands of HIV and all these different germs. Not only that, but again, this is ethnic cleansing. This is ethnic cleansing. It is commonly referred to as population control, Agenda 21, and we should look up these things. Agenda 21, the King Alfred Plan, Jade Helm, all these different military plans and schemes that have been leaked or put out, you know, all of it is one and the same. This COVID-19 is the conduit. It's the thing. It's the tool that the white man's using to bring in his wicked plans of ethnic cleansing and genocide, or attempting to bring in. You know, we heard and we constantly hear every night from our chairman out of Houston, Texas, Brother Manuel. You talked about last night, comrade, about the fact that, you know, now we're seeing this rise of, okay, let everybody have a gun. And it may go past some people's heads and they say, okay, well, you know, shouldn't we be able to defend ourselves? We're not so much saying it about our people. We're saying this about them. They asses is the ones that are psychotic, not us. They asked us the serial killers, not us. So we're looking at we're examining the what's happening right now, currently, right, with Brother Ozone, with the lies and disinformation, and as well as on the political tip. What are these new laws that are being put in place? Can we identify and see how this capitalistic domination is taking a shape to now, as Dr. Calla said at the beginning, it's showing this raw, naked bestiality. It's just a raw, naked beast now. And it has been stripped down to, you know, the most simple components, and we could see the wickedness so clear. It's never really been a time like this. But this is a time that, as we have said time and time again, is the clear end of the white man's world and the world as we know it. Many of us, some of us, we know ain't none of us, you know, on this line maybe, but some of us, we still believe in the white man's way, in the white man's world, right? So it'll be an end of the world as some people know it. But to us, we see that it is the end of the white man's world, but it's the rise of the black nation. It's the rise of the warrior class. But at the same time, although our victory is assured, we have to fight, we have to analyze and demand an end to the capitalistic domination, the ethnic cleansing, and genocide. I gave some historical points. We have people on the line. If you have a question tonight for myself or Brother Emmanuel, then press the number one. If you have anything you want to just say about, let's do it right now. Let's get into the callers. Press the number one. What do you have to say about the demand and the end to capitalistic domination and ethnic cleansing and genocide against our people? You know, what are you doing in your community or what's going on in your community that you would like to share here tonight with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense? Not only can you press the number one and participate tonight, family, but you can also join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense by visiting our national website at nbpp.org. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can donate to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. By donating, you can send it through Cash App, $BlackPowerDollar here tonight on day 516. We encourage you right now, press the number one. Let's hear from the people. Let's hear from the nation. We'll also say, you know, in this constant struggle and in this fight, we're embedded in this family, man. We love our comrade, man, Brother Ozone. Met this brother on the battlefield, and immediately you just fall in love with the brother's spirit, you know what I'm saying, because he's so bold, so brave, just like us. We're a freedom fighter to the bone type brother, you know what I'm saying, kindred spirit, you know, and to be on the battlefield with the brother, and, you know, in hindsight, we couldn't have known that all this would go down, right? And I feel blessed in a way, like almost like, you know, because it's like, you know, I know. So when I'm saying it, it's like, I know. You know, that's why I'm so passionate when we speak, because we know the brother. We know his spirit, you know. So when all these lies is being told, we come at them just like we come at the lies that's told about those in our formation. So y'all know we're going to continue to support our comrade. And of course, we look forward to those who want to join in on the support. You can do it by donating to the brother's, you know, things that he's going to need while he's in this forced condition. And now he's a political prisoner of the black nation. And in our political prisoner campaign, we have to make sure that we are supporting our comrades, those who have been accosted by this nation, man. You know, whatever we have that we can give for, you know, the brother's day-to-day, we can do it at the link that we created. You can go to justice4ozone.com. justice4ozone.com. You can donate to that aspect, but you can also donate to the Legal Defense Fund and everything that the brothers, our comrades, are going to need to deal with this legally, you know, because this guy is a fight, you know, in these courts as well, as they're going to attempt to railroad our brother. They're already doing strange, you know, schemes and things to try to, you know, attempt to, you know, decrease the support, you know, but we just gotta bring in more support. So to donate to the Brothers Legal Defense Fund, you can do it by going to the link westandwithozone.com. Excuse me, westandwithozone.com. Press the number one, family. We want to hear from you. You know, what do you think about that? You know, what do you think about, you know, what they're doing to our brother? You know, this is not right. You know, we don't stand for this. You know, you're not gonna you know, assault our brother, you know, and then make it seem like you didn't do shit, you know what I'm saying? Just on basic knowledge, basic straight how we see it, you know what I'm saying? And then you want to lie on the brother and attempt to tarnish the brother's name and create a whole character that doesn't even exist. And even when we were on the ground talking to people, you know, they were telling us, like, man, you know, this brother, you know, he always is trying to help. He always, you know, looking out, and he always, you know, they was like, they say specifically, they said, you know, the man that they are portraying on the media is not the man that we know that live up in here. You know what I'm saying? So it just shows you to the just right down to just the people and the community how loved the brother is. But we, you know, our intention is for that love to increase every single day. So again, continue to donate and support, push the propaganda and the narrative. We want to hear from the cities across the nation. Press the number one right now to go live tonight on New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. We give a Black Power salute to our National Central Committee, all of the members of the New Black Panther Party, wherever you may be. We love you, comrade. Straight ahead, we love you, comrade. Black power to our family listening in Africa, listening all over the world, beautiful black people. We love you, family, and we appreciate the support that you give to the New Black Panther Party and the support that you give by calling in and participating in this broadcast. We are humbled to do this broadcast and bring this information, you know, and I want to just end it right there as far as my bill on the topic. And we want to hand it over to our co-host, our brother, our comrade, Brother Emmanuel, chairman out of Houston, Texas. What do you think about all of this, brother?
Black power, brother, and as we always do at the beginning, as we was taught, we're going to give honor to those who came in the great line of divine before us, those that will come after us, and most important, those that are present right now. So I greet you, brothers and sisters, with the great ancient words of peace, Dr. Lama Lake, and Hotep Niggas. That just means peace to the gods. So I refer to my niggas as the niggas. That's what it truly is, N-E-G-U-S. But I'm sitting here because our general, we all spoke earlier, and our general told us about a movie that had come out or was coming out. And we looked it up, some of the other heads, some of the other brothers and sisters, they know. And we looked it up, and, hey, man, that's some... It's called The Purge Forever. And as we were speaking, if a lot of y'all were with us on a few nights ago and the many nights we've been speaking, and if y'all haven't, we bring you up date with what we've been telling about how these entertaining things called movies are showing some of the things that are about to take place. And in one of the movies that we went over, I Am Legend with Will Smith, he was the last man on the earth in that area, all right, because in the movie you'll see he finally run into people and they run into more people. But anyway, in the movie, they're making it like he's the last person in New York. And by being the last person in New York, he's, you know, he's trying to adapt to what's going on. He's trying to find a cure to what made everybody, you know, die. Well, that movie was set. It was made years ago, but it's supposed to be set for the year 2021. And it's many other things that are going on right now that they're setting into motion to allow what you're seeing in the movies to take place in the world. Now, it won't happen exactly how it happens in the movie, because in these movies, you know, they allow themselves to, you know, create the greatest world they want. And when you see these purges anyway, it's a whole collection of them. It's just the minds and the thoughts of people. And if you see the things that people come up with, in ways they would hurt each other, reasons behind why they would hurt each other, it would always be the best of people would become rotten when they gave them the rights to do whatever they wanted to do. So a world without rule and authority will show what type of people you got around you. Don't be fooled. They only standing there and not doing anything because they fear something. Once the fear is gone, once it becomes legal, you'll find out who will do it and who won't do it. So this is what we must do. We must educate ourselves properly and participate in preparing. Because they're not putting this stuff out there just as a joke. They're talking to the masses, the secret societies, the ones that don't want to lose their position, the ones that didn't get to get what their uncles and aunties and granddaddies got to have, our submission to them. And they want it. But since they can't get it like they got it, they're getting it in their new way. And it's with all these products and these movements that are just that, a movement. It's meant to move you. It's just a joke. They come and scream, oh, yeah, we're going to get y'all free. We're going to free black folks, and this is just wrong. We're part of the Underground Railroad, and I tell you, they the ones put you in the chain. And they put you a puppet in front, some puppet that look like you, and he's just telling you, man, just read into the Bible, just trust in the Lord and keep your head down, don't say nothing. He working for them. You thinking you got something authentic, and it ain't, because they not willing to let go. They going to try everything. The war isn't just physical, bullets being shot at everybody. It's mental. It's subjugating you. It is getting you under control without you knowing you're under control. You think you're free, and you're not, and they're laughing at you. This is what we must be doing. We must be letting the real be known. We must be letting the real be seen amongst the people, educating us truthfully by our actions, by the things that we are doing, man, by how we're preparing our families. And I want y'all to just look at the movies. I'm not going to take up too much time because we'll go there. I want the rest of the brothers and sisters to come get their field reports and stuff. But we'll go there. But I want y'all to look at those films. And like the general said earlier, you know, Future, Forever Purge? Who ever heard of some shit like that? But that is exactly what's going on, because they're not going to stop. They're going to forever purge in it. And I'm going to give something to y'all. They might not be able to go get it, or you might need this little to tantalize your mind to go and search it out and find it. But in it, they have the original purge, a whole 12 hours or a day of lawlessness, murder and everything, and then they stop. Well, when the people go to chill and relax, people come out. And the people are screaming like, what are y'all doing, man? The parents, oh, woo-woo. And they like, oh, hell no. Nope. You didn't know? Yeah, they drafted something called the Forever Purge. Y'all ass out of that. And it destroyed the world. You seeing these shops and malls and all that, how you seeing them right now. But when was the time when y'all saw these same shops and malls deserted? When y'all saw these same areas where you frequent torn up, that was during their movements. That was during the time when they wanted us to all come and put on a show for change, and it never comes. But they know if you just put on the show, like the movie, they'll be entertained. They'll jump out there, and as soon as they jump out there, they're going to put somebody in the background to throw the brick through the window. Somebody in the front to run in there. He don't never get in trouble. You know, the laws ain't never that once. The first few of them go in there, leading everybody in there. And then now, once they done got out, the thing is busted open. The whole group, they know they influence. Oh, they see free something. So they going to all run in. They know what they doing. They set it up. They started talking about COVID-19 was the problem. Then pulled that into fuck Trump. What the fuck he got to do with some shit that can kill your body? The fuck can he can't heal your body. But they made it in their little fight against him, because that was their original target. They ain't give a fuck about us and our lives and what we had going on. They gave a fuck about him. The demon fight the demon. How then can his kingdom stand? That's what you're seeing right in front of your face. They fighting each other with this bullshit. They killing each other with this bullshit. They making more and more strands trying to fuck us off, but like in the planet, they fucking they failed. And they're getting mad and mad and mad, but they can't do nothing, so they try to join in. Too late. You're not asking to join in. We're not offering it. You rate yourself in. This is your consequence. You have to live in this nation. You have to be protected. You have to follow our rules. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters. It's our time. And we're going to continue saying it over and over until you get it. Ours. Our time is here. But you got to understand what that means, too. They told you all this bullshit in the Bible story, their story, not the Bible being wrong, but their story of the Bible, the bullshit. They said, man, when you die, it's going to be flowers and it's going to be roses and your grandma going to come back and you could be a pookie. Everybody going to come back. It's going to just go down. I'm talking about food. It's going to be unlimited. Yeah, I'm talking about, man, they painted it live. Old folks hopping and jumping up and down the aisles, ready to go there. Many songs. I can't wait to get there. Our general said it in the beginning. But we know it's the truth. We seen it. We grew up on it. We got our ass whooped. We still seeing it right now. Oh, I'm with the Christian Faith Church Center of Worship and Fellowship, United Methodist of God in Jesus Christ. And we the stompers. And we do after school praise, worship. We love our Jesus. And they think, oh, yeah, we got it right because my baby's in church. I go to church. Ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. Jesus ain't it, but Jesus is wrong when they tell it to you like that, because they've given you a fake image of him. They give you a fake image of what's going to happen after you die, because they know that it ain't nothing but your life right now. So they want you to get out of the way so that they can continue living theirs. They don't tell you to work your ass out, work until you can't work no more and pay every goddamn thing. You think you done accomplished something because you could pay everybody bills in your house, up to my kid, up to my other kid, my baby mama. I give them this. I give them all this money. I shit it all out to woo-woo. But where are you? You ain't enjoying none of it. Because you working all goddamn day to get it. So the person that gets it don't get to enjoy it. That's some heaven shit they told you. Just give all your money right now. And when you get to heaven, when you die, Jesus gonna give it all back to you plus some. God, his father, promised it's gonna come back like that. But you gotta wait till you die, though. You, to get in this club, you gotta wait till you die. And Jesus is gonna be standing there talking to you. And he's gonna be like, man, okay, I remember you stayed down with me. You ain't never let nobody fraud you out. You didn't never say them other words and all that. You call my daddy God, not Allah. Okay, so, you know, since you stayed down with me, let me talk to my daddy. Come on up here. Daddy, this is my boy. And he stayed down. Look for his name up in the book. His daddy going up there on the podium. And, okay, what's his name? Jay, okay. Yeah, Jay, you stayed down for my son. So come on into heaven, man. Get it going down. But the one that didn't fuck with Jesus, he's going to be like, man, I ain't representing you in front of my daddy, man. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm the prosecutor. You need to get over there and get you a defense. You over there like, look, Jesus, man, I ain't know. All my life, now, I've been beat down. I ain't know what the real deal was. I couldn't believe this mother. I ain't know, man, but they told me that. And I'm just, man, golly, man, did you see the life that was out there? I was tempted. They should have not led me that. Man, come on, man. Don't be mad at me, Jesus. He like, nah, fuck you, man. You ain't fuck with me. Dad, God, this nigga didn't fuck with me. And God, I'm like, oh, he didn't? Let me look at this nigga, your name ain't even in. Go to the other side. You better go to Ken forever. Should go to the horriblest existence. And they tell us it's going to never stop. Just like they tell the heaven, it will never stop. So you're so scared right now, and you don't want to go to that. You done been through all this bullshit. I'm not going to that. I'm going to listen to Jesus. I'm going to follow how he look. I got to have his face in my head. I can't just be calling the name. I got to know the face that I'm associating it with. So the face that everybody over here and associated it with is the wrong face. I got to worship that face because, you know, I can't take a chance. They know people ain't going to play with their lives, so they're going to do it. The kids going to do it. They're going to be obedient. But where they leading them to? And when they lay down and they close their eyes, they don't see none of that. And they can't come back and tell nobody, hey, man, them niggas was lying. Hey, dog, them niggas lying. Man, do what the fuck you, hey, man, hey, they bullshitting. It ain't nothing. They know they can't do that. Ha-ha, got over on you. Played your life as a game. Made you just enjoy it like that. But you never put nothing back in for the future. But they putting theirs in. They ain't just fucking theirs off. They're building their societies. Oh, yeah. Even though it's going to crumble, they're still building it. That's why it says the food and their money will soon part. Yeah. They give away their money to foolishness. But they do give. They do. As you supposed to. But you're giving to the wrong thing. You give it to them. You helping them out. Every time you see one of them specials in Africa talk about the babies with the flies all over their face and 50 cent will pay for this and that there, and they tell you, those people, them UNICEFs and all that, they tell you, hey, man, you know, give money to us and we're supporting the mission, and just 50 cent will feed 5 children for 3 days. Your direct love donation. And you just give up everything in the middle of the night. Man, and all my brothers and sisters over there. And they get the money into their bank accounts. And guess what they done did? They done told all the little kids, okay, chew the flies, man. Go back to your damn tribe. Thank you for the pictures. Thank you for this bullshit because we're getting over. Because ain't none of them babies in Ethiopia getting no damn AIDS vaccines free. And ain't nothing fucking changing. Oh, yeah, they'll send a couple on the mission to act like they're doing it. They ain't working. It's working. Why is the continent still, why are they still like that? And then they only show that one little part of Ethiopia. So you think all Ethiopians is all full of AIDS and dying and stuff like that. But you didn't notice that in the movie, The Ten Commandments, even their own punk-ass movie. They had the king of Ethiopia, the king of Nubia, never bent his knees to Ramses. Even in their depiction, they showed us at the greatest, man, y'all need to see that shit. They showed us at the greatest light because they couldn't lie about it. They knew they couldn't lie about that. Why? Because there's another part of Ethiopia. There's another part of Africa that you don't see that's rich. They doing it just like you doing it over here. Them niggas hanging out and kicking it. You think they what? Running from lions and shit? Them niggas riding cars. Nice stuff. Damn wedding. Blowing us out the water. It's the original. They ain't food. But they're giving us this image over here. And so we run to the aid the wrong way. You want to help your brothers and sisters over there? Help yourself over here. Give to those that are helping you over here. Join what is helping you over here. That's how you give to that, because you are them. You the kidnapped kid. You the kid sold the fuck off. Somebody should be coming to help you. What the hell do you look like? Building something else up. They sold you the fuck away. No. Your brothers and sisters, your real brothers and sisters in Africa, they handling their business. They fighting apartheid. Don't be fooled by these fake motherfuckers talking about you helping the poor and the impoverished over there. Those, they are fooling you. And then when you do find out, it makes you hate your former land when you shouldn't. Because over here, we don't like being played with. We don't like being tricked. When we find out, we mad. Man, I ain't sending nothing, nothing, nothing. Nah, don't send to them. Fuck a UNICEF. Fuck they fake-ass mission. You got the Panthers on the floor over here. They beating it up for the ones that are beating you down right now. They teaching you. This is yours. You are the lions of the tribe of Judah. You are the lions, but y'all black. And a black lion is a panther. What? Yeah, that gold line comes from him, the first color. The only cat that it could be in the jungle to be the king is the one that roam the jungle. Panthers go through the jungle. They go through the hard bush and all that. They go through the rough terrain of life. symbolic of all the twists and turns and perils. Tiny spiders. That's tiny people. Tiny bullets can still take. It's perils everywhere. And we're all over here in North America in this jungle, hey, space. As the Panthers, the spirit in identity, you can't hide it. It's all over you. They see it every time they see you walking. I don't give a fuck how good you think you accomplished. Every time they see you, they see this. So you need to worship what's right. You need to rep what's right. You, us, we, ours. This is the vanguard of the people. You're going to be a soldier. You're supposed to be a soldier here. What better way to be remembered in life than being a soldier of your people? The collective. You lay their life down for one. You get played for one. Now, we those that stand for our whole tribe. We stand for our whole family. And it's many of them. So we never going out for one. We're better than that. Our life worth more than that. Samson in this story of told him right. He told the whole structure down after they had fucked him over with his last bit of strength. He pulled the pillars down. It's symbolic of with your last, when you knew that they had fooled you. Even with your last, you'll be able to destroy them. Even with when they think they got all your power took from you, you'll still be able to destroy them. Because my brothers and sisters that's down there in them hell cells with Brother Ozone, they're fighting a fight down there. And y'all got to be down for each other down there. All you guards, I know some of y'all listening. Show some favoritism to your brother. They do it for theirs. Stop being so scared. Prison and the police system is two different fucking things. Prison guards, you come home, you drive your punk asses home in that uniform, and you get pulled the fuck over. They beat your ass too. The fuck you look like tormenting our brother up here now? Treating him wrong. That's what they want to do when you up in there. They want to punish you extra. He used to tell us up in there, man, you in prison, so I'm giving you what you deserve. I said, motherfucker, please. Then when that gavel was dropped and told me what the fuck I'm going to and can't be in, that's my punishment. I'm even Steven. You dig? Disrespect me in this motherfucker if you want. But they want to punish you every day. How the fuck I get a whooping 10 years? I did some shit 10 years ago and I'm getting a whoop every day? That's what that system is. They taking their lives, my brothers and sisters in there. They're taking their lives from them. But even in now, they can stand up for each other against this system out there. Even in now, they can build the little brothers and sisters up that are got a chance to get out. Get them ready to take their place in this world. We need them. Fix yourself in there. I took all of their goddamn education while I was in there. Every fucking program they would give. Every book they allowed. I read it all. In love for every one of my brothers and sisters that got killed because they picked up a fucking book. I'm getting them back. I'm going to know everything, Jack. And that's what we are. That's what we always have been. And it is time for y'all to celebrate that. Celebrate it by joining in on the celebration. What it look like you standing outside the house. Party inside. What they say, go in. Come in. Get something to drink. Hey, something to eat. Clap a couple of hands. Pound a couple of fists. Meet you a new wife. Something that's real, because over here in the Revolution, we real. Fake wife shit they give you out there and that, bro, I give this, then I, and then she quit later, or you quit later. That ain't nothing that's real of God. Anything of God, of you, of righteousness can never be broken, can never be separated. So can't no document keep me loving my woman. It is me eternally on the inside. And can't no document keep her loving me. It is her. We do these things by divine choice. So let our other comrades come in and speak. But I just want to let all y'all brothers and sisters know that I love you. And it is our time to do as Khaled said and free the land. One love, Black Power.
Black Power, one love, Brother Emmanuel, our chairman out of Houston, our co-host on this broadcast. Once again, brother, once again, you know, it's one thing to give the information, but it's another thing to be able to speak the language of the people, to be able to appeal to the people where we're able to, as you said one time, Brother Emmanuel, the weight of the information is so powerful. The things that we're talking about are very serious, and to be able to present it, you know, in ways that is appealing to our people. We are not entertaining. We're not entertainers. But at the same time, we do have to appeal, and we recognize that we do appeal to right down to earth to our people. We ain't no iron collar stuck up, nose turned up. No. We right down in the trenches with our people every day. We live in every day in the same communities that we are in defense of. Ain't that something? The same communities that we're defending. We live there, right? We're not the ones that come inside the community and taken from our people who ain't from there. We live here. We've been here, and we gonna be here. And it's inspiring when we get to hear from our brother, Conrad Emmanuel, and when we get to hear from our comrades and the people, you know what I'm saying? Because our leadership qualities are so strong, and it really is a powerful message that we have here every night in our constant effort, you know, to liberate our people, you know, every day we're working, finding different solutions for the liberation of our people, tirelessly working, looking for the different remedies and solutions to our situations that we're facing in this nation. We talk about the defense against the COVID-19. We got to talk about the Paxlovid. We got to talk about the interferon. You can still order the interferon from Dr. Aleem at draaleem.com. You know, we know that this interferon alpha 2B is a low-dose interferon, and the interferon is a protein that stops the spread of the coronavirus or any retrovirus, as the coronavirus is a retrovirus. You know, not only that, but, you know, that's one solution. That's a major solution. But other solutions are more aligned with the holistic and natural things that are on this earth that are here for us. You know what I'm saying? Burdock root, elderberry, ginger, garlic, alkaline water. These are things that are abundantly available now. But as Brother Emmanuel said, man, we live in the forever purge, too. How long will these things be available? How long before you won't be able to walk up in the damn Walmart and get all the things you need for the damn dinner table? How long before the dinner table ain't going to be being set? And ain't going to be no damn food on the burners and stoves because it is famine. And I talked about how famine in America, how it is so funny how it doesn't look like famine in other places. And why is that? Because all you see when you go inside of stores is food. But why is it famine if that all you see is food? Because the food will and does kill us. The goddamn food is poison. So it's a famine. And when these foods become unavailable, it will be a actual famine, the same as you see all over the globe. And when that happens, those who have stocked up their food, have been growing their own food, have their water supply stored, have different ways of transportation, have fuel, have weapons to defend themselves and ammunition, and whatever kind of weapons that don't need ammunition. These will be the ones, as they are today, that are targeted. Right? These will be the ones that are targeted. These will be the ones that will be coming to fill up the so-called power vacuum that is going to be left, and that is being left by this assault of this biological weapon and the escalation of capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide against our people. So we are being very clear that we ought to be prepared and ready to face any threat, no matter the level of the threat, no matter if it's a small threat, no matter if it's a big threat, we must be prepared for all threats. We must be willing to not only be self-sufficient and have the supplies stored to defend ourselves during natural disasters and disasters caused by the goddamn white man. We must be able to defend ourselves and have the things necessary and be doing the things that are going to provide us the resources that are necessary moving forward, growing our own food, and actually looking for a water supply, right? So that we can have our own water. And we know how to alkaline that water, right? So everything that we're laying out is of a matter of our survival. And in fact, this broadcast every night is a matter of life and death for our people. We recognize that. And many of our people are walking around the living dead. So it's a matter of double life or death for some of us. Some of us need to have the truth breathe into us because we are dead spiritually. And some of us need to have the truth breathe into us because if we don't, we may even find ourselves prematurely dead physically. So we understand that this broadcast, all of the programs and services that put forth by our freedom fighters, all of the different ways in delivering our message, all of the support that you have gathered for Comrade Ozone that we will continue to gather, and you're donating to the Link Justice, the number 4, Ozone.com, or WeStandWithOzone.com, or you're donating to the Cash App New Black Panther Party, $ Black Power Dollar. You can donate on Cash App, $ Black Power Dollar. Or your support of the comrades and the freedom fighters, you are doing things that are a matter of life or death. Death that is not of by process of the team. That does not come from your time being up. It is premature, you know, or what they may call unnatural, or what they may call foul play. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? It is a matter of life and death. It is a matter of the survival of our people that we continue to have this broadcast. And not only that, that's only a small portion. The larger aspect of this is to be in our communities, providing community service as well as standing up in demonstration for justice for our people and using whatever means necessary, whatever tools necessary to solve whatever issue that we're dealing with. And we are able to not only prosecute, but execute the goddamn offenders. We will prosecute them based on black law, and we will execute the black law onto them. And whatever the judgment is, let it be carried out by the people, and we the people too. We thank you for joining our broadcast every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Live here, we've been discussing how we demand an end to the capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide against our people. That's what we have been discussing here tonight, the capitalistic domination, ethnic cleansing, and genocide here on New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You've been live with your host tonight, Brother Khatib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff, and brother, our comrade, Brother Emmanuel Terriman out of Houston, Texas, of the New Black Panther Party. You've been live with us here tonight. If you're ready to join the New Black Panther Party, visit Black Power Brother. Visit our national website, mbpp.org. Yes, sir. We've been talking about capitalism here tonight. I want to take it out with our great ancestor, Kwame Ture, as he gives a definition of capitalism that we should never forget. We say to you, Black Power family, one love, Black Power, Black Power.
We must understand clearly when we talk about capitalism, who are the capitalists? As if we understand that there are only a few people who own and control the means of production in the society, then we begin to understand that there are a few capitalists. And these capitalists exploit everybody because everybody works for them. Everybody sells their labor to them. It is by selling your labor to a capitalist that he's really able to exploit you. Instead of going through theories, let me give some direct example. Let's say that I'm a capitalist. And let's say that I sell shirts. I have a shirt factory. Let's say this is my factory. I own it, the machinery. I have a place where I get cotton. I own it. I'm the capitalist. Let's say you are my workers. You are my workers. You don't know me. You never see me. You see my lackeys, you know, maybe my foreman, but you never see me. Now, let's say it costs me 50 cents for cotton for every shirt I make. And let's say it costs me 50 cents for upkeep of my machinery. That's a dollar. And let's suppose I pay you a dollar for every shirt you make. That means it costs me $2 to get a shirt, labor included, your labor. I pay you for making the shirt. Now, when I sell the shirt, being a capitalist, and you must know something about capitalism, very important, the sole motivating force in a capitalist society is profit. Profit. That is the sole motivating force. Profit. Get money. Get it. Get it as fast as you can. Get it any way you can, but get it. Just get it. Just get it. And even in the African community, it affects us here in this country, because Africans, those of us living in America, those of us born in America, we are imbued with the philosophy of capitalism, and sometimes we don't even recognize it. Thus, you find brothers and sisters even selling dope to their brothers and sisters to make money. Again, because we're imbued with the philosophy of get some money. Ain't nothing wrong to kill for money. Hell, your country is napalming for money. You can certainly kill for some money. All right, just get it. Just get it. It's the overall philosophy.